Cody, fantastic to see you here, man. Great to be part of the experience as the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles. Just winding up your first year, of course, of playing professional rugby. Fantastic year last year. You put up with that Harry Johnson Holmes over in Tbilisi for 4 weeks. So that was a bit of fun. But, yeah, great base to work off from last year playing for the 20s and now having a full year first grade. Also being part of the Waratahs squad. How have you found it?
Yeah, look, it's been a pretty big step coming from the country, I guess. It's always been a dream to play professional football. And, like, I've learned so much more about the game. You know, I thought I knew everything, but didn't know a bloody thing. Just in terms of preparation and just to be a professional, what it's like to be. I learned so much of, you know, the likes of Tolulatu, Scopa Kepu, Paddy Ryan. So it's been great and still learning. Best thing is now I think it's just looking forward to next season and what next season will bring along.
So. Yeah, well, I remember many years ago that the likes of the Gold Coast Titan chasing you down, but you know, Kingy and also Ray Colley, who's been around the Redmond for 1,000 years, told you to resist those urges. And how do you remember your first sort of times there at the Redmond over there at South Grafton?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Like I, like you said, it's league dominated up there. But I guess once I learned running back 10 metres wasn't my gig, I switched straight away and I never returned. So, yeah.
Of course, you made the move there to King Cross over in Orange, where you had your schooling. You were able to play for Australian schoolboys there and that. Just the regime of being 24 hours, 7 days a week rugby, but a little bit colder there, which would have been a little bit irritating considering you wanted to get out of Yamba and hit the beach. But still, big school, and you've seen the likes of Bo Abram come through there as well, and he's now part of the Generation Blue. But your experiences in Orange?
Yeah, look, it was a big move for me coming from a small town, Yamba. You know, what is it, 1,000 people there to 1,000 people at Kinross School. So, and then moving away from mum and dad and the brothers and sisters were quite hard because, you know, family to me is a big part of, I guess, me. But I was lucky enough to move away to Kinross with my cousin, Jacoby Robinson. And that helped. I think that there alone made me stay. As long as I had someone there that I knew and could get along with for the first, you know, month, I guess, until I made friends, until we made friends and stuff, and then I sort of had no queries of moving back home just because I knew there was, you know, hard to say, but there's nothing really at home now. If you want to be a professional, I guess the best thing is you got to go out there and try something new. So.
Yeah, well, you've got to take risks in life, but you can't live life with fear or worry or worry about the consequences. You just got to take it as it is and enjoy the ride. And some things are going to be good, and some things are going to be a bit rough and ready. But that's all part of the deal. Of course, you made the soft option and went to East, which was a bit ordinary. But how have you enjoyed down there at the home of the Beasties at Warrawarra Oval? And how's Big Paulie looked after you?
Yeah, great. Like, so Paulie come see me when I was in school. So fresh out of school, just finished school. I didn't take a year off or anything, so I moved straight to Sydney. East have, you know, made this where I am today a big part of me. They put me up in a home, looked after me. Injury-wise, you know, got injured when I was 20. Didn't have a full-time contract or anything. They'd done all my physio, got me ready to go again. So I played Colts there and a bit of grade. Played in the second grade grand final, so straight out of school. And then we had that rough year of not having an oval or home ground, so that was pretty rough for the club. But I think this year with Paulie head coach, he just brought the simple rugby back down to East. And I think this is my best year that I've had, just in enjoyable wise. It just enjoyed footy so much more better under Paulie. Like, he's just, I think because he's serious, but he's something there that the boys want to really play for him. And you know, we made the finals this year, and first time in about maybe 7 years, whatever it is. Wasn't the finish we wanted, but big step in the direction we wanted to go.